You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
The blue is red and pink is green.
clear as was the day.
Wandered the streets desperate for help. But the English language had deteriorated into a hybrid of hillbilly, valley girl, inner city slang, and various crumbs. Joe was able to understand them, but when he spoke in an ordinary voice, he sounded pompous and faggy to them.
All right, that was The Routes off of their Dirty Needles and Pins download. I played I Ain't Convinced, My Hardened Skin, and No Return. You know, and as I'm looking at those, they also had a song called Ego A-Go-Go. Now, how I don't play Ego A-Go-Go on Saki Bama Go-Go, I've done a disservice to my listeners and my branding. My branding manager is not going to be happy. Oh, wait, I don't have one of those. I don't have anything, in fact. I just have a microphone. Two turntables and a microphone, perhaps. No, I just have one turntable. Anyway, what can I tell you? You know, it was funny. I was watching I watched this long documentary about the murder, the unsolved Biggie and Tupac murders. You know, now because I've always, you know, the 90s. I don't remember a whole lot of the 90s, not because of fun, but because I was like kind of working all the time. I had just moved down to Florida in February of 93, and. You know, hit the ground running, working at a restaurant for a while because I couldn't find a job. So I was a restaurant manager for 3 years and I got into my field, but that was second shift. So the 90s were a good time, an exciting time, but I don't remember. I wasn't like just doing my own thing, kind of, you know, starting my life, you know. And but I remember all about the Biggie and Tupac stuff. And I was like, oh, that, you know, it was very intriguing to me. So I'm watching this. And I was watching, I was like, oh my god, this could have just been like an hour long, but they made it like a 10 episode. It was really long. And I also got vertigo and whiplash from how many, like, back and forth, because they had like three timelines going on. They would cut to when they were first starting out in the early 90s, then they would cut to when they were when the first team was investigating the murder, then they would cut to a modern team that was investigating the murder. So they would cut and cut and cut and cut and cut. And you're like, oh my God, please stop. I'm getting nauseous. But that's not the point of what I'm talking about. The point of what I'm talking about was I didn't realize how many like rules gangs and raps, like the rap world has a lot of rules. Like, I think that's the same way I look at when I look at like prison or like crime syndicates. There's so many rules. And they always talk about, oh, you don't do this and you can't do that and you disrespect. I was like, man, I don't know. It's too many rules to remember. I don't remember like certain colors and certain things. And oh, yeah. And it was like, wow, so many rules. So many self-imposed rules. Not even just real rules. They're not like they don't even write them down. There's not even a big book of criminal rules. I just know these rules somehow. And you're like, well, I couldn't. I mean, this late in my age, you have to be young when you're starting out in rap or crime or whatever to so you'd slowly memorize all the rules that are in place that aren't written down anywhere. You just have to know them. I'm like, wow. Maybe they're not as hard as I think, and I'm just lazy, I guess is what you'd say. Maybe I just don't have an acumen for rap. Who knows? We'll never know the answer to these and many more questions posed here on Saki Mama Go Go. I will tell you what you will know. You do know that 5, 6, 7, 8s are coming up. That's for darn sure. And I think I'm going to drop in some other screamy band. Let's see if I can find something really angry.
For most of the guys, killing's got to be accepted. Murder was the only way that everybody stayed in line. You got out of line, you got whacked. Everybody knew the rules. But sometimes, even if people didn't get out of line, they got whacked. I mean, hits just became a habit for some of the guys. Guys would get into arguments over nothing, and before you knew it, one of them was dead. And they were shooting each other all the time. Shooting people was a normal thing. It was no big deal.
We'll be right back. The most annoying sound in the world.
I want to tell you of a new motion picture entitled The Undertaker and His Pals. This movie is a shocking expose of a part of the young generation, that part that destroys, the part that plunders and ravages for kicks. This is the story of two knife-slashing, axe-hacking, motorcycle-riding maniacs and their pal, The Undertaker. If you think you can take it, don't miss it. The Undertaker and His Pals.
He must be all hopped up on crack cocaine.
Lord Harold!
Yeah. much you ask me. I'm not going away. I'm gonna stick right here. I know you how much care. So don't you worry. He made up by me. I skid on my name. Deep inside, baby, I know you're only man. So don't you worry, baby, 'cause I am your home. Oh, baby, oh, baby.
Maybe I knew. The last man on Earth, and I was the last woman on Earth, and the future of the human race depends on our having sex simply for procreation. I still would not have sex with you.
What's your point, Vanessa?
That was a music twofer here on Saki Bama Gogo. Big show 62. Forgot to say that in the beginning of the show. I just went right all crazy. I played the Stompin' Riff Raps off of their Horror Show album. I played Stompin' Beat, Dog Catcher, and Wicked Girl. Then, boom. Movie trailer for Undertaker and his pals, and then right to it with the 5678s. I played their Pretty Little Lily Can Dance No More CD. Played I played Pretty Little Lily Can Dance No More. Yeah, I said it. There you go. Daddy Goes to Jail, Oh Baby, and Space Rock Part 1. Wowzers. Make sure you go out to Time Bomb Records. They have an English version of their site. They're in Japan. You'll find all kinds of really cool stuff there. And you'll spend some money, and they ship it to you. And Kenji is a good guy. He's awesome to deal with. He's awesome to talk to. I really wish I could have, met up with him and had a couple beers and just talked a little bit, because he is a very cool cat for sure. I will also say, since I'm shilling nonstop here, if you are in the market for a good pinball machine or arcade machine, why don't you check out Little Shop of Games? Curly will hook you up. There's two of them. There's one in Lutz and there's one in Fruitville. I know you're like, what's a Fruitville? Doesn't matter. He can deliver if you need to. He's a great guy. Check him out online. You're going to see all kinds of awesome games that you never knew you needed, but now you do. And I'm not getting paid to say that. He's just a good guy. So there you go. I'm trying to think of what else I had tonight other than the Tupac. In the end, they still didn't solve those murders. And, but when you look it up online, they like, it's like they know who the two people were, but they're dead now. And like, I don't know. It's so many. The way they cut and edited that show, the Tupac and Biggie show I was talking about on Netflix, it was kind of real confusing. Like I know they were trying to build the intrigue, and then they were kind of showing you how it, like, you know, it affected everyone's life that ever got involved in this investigation. But you're like, you know what? Just show me what happened. This is the modern age. Like on those crime shows, you're looking it up on your phone to see what happened anyway before it's even 10 minutes in, you know? So I don't know. That stuff is kind of going away. But what can I tell you? I started listening to a lot more podcasts at work. I was only listening to one or two of them, but now I'm trying to broaden my horizons, you know. And there's one funny one, not funny. There's one odd one. I'm not sure why I'm listening to it anymore. The guy is very brash and arrogant, and I swear he's just taking the shock jock formula and he's applying it to podcasting. Like, he's very grandiose and he's self-important. Like, everything is so, he's so important and so controversial, you know. And you start to think, oh my. And you've heard me rail against the horrible time that was the era of the shock jock. If you don't know what that is, you've led a better life. But there was a while where all the morning shows on every radio station had to be edgy and stupid, and there was always some guy, oh yeah, da da da, and it was always like, oh, and there's here, we're interviewing some strippers or something, and it was the terrible time in the world. It's not as bad as now, but it was a horrible, horrible time. And I do think that a lot of people try to replicate that on their like podcasts and on their radio shows, where they try to be so edgy and, oh yeah, I'm the king of controversy in the pinball world, or the king of controversy in the crime podcast world. And you're like, you know what? Just stick to the facts and let's stop. Nobody needs any of that. Trust me. I don't. But I'm still listening to them. So maybe I'm part of the problem. That's where you have to look in the mirror, folks. If you're listening to someone that you know is obviously crazy and wrong and, you know, and they're horrible, you're supporting them by watching them, you know. That's all I'm going to say. Public service announcement here on Saki Bama Gogo. Here's a public service announcement for better music.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Hey, I'm a wild girl. Sweethearts, what are you waiting for? Breakfast in bed? Another glorious day in the Corps. Day in the Marine Corps is like a day on the farm. Every meal's a banquet. Every paycheck a fortune. Every formation a parade. I love the Corps!
All right, that was the 54 Nude Honeys. I played Wild Girl, Hot Generation, and Surf Cat. I mentioned it on the other show, but I'm going to mention it on this show too. Very sad news that the passing of Dick Dale... surf legend, guitar legend, all around cool cat. You know, I liked his earlier stuff when he was with the Deltones, but a lot of his stuff is really good. I have a Pandora channel on my TV that's all surf, and it's just like Dick Dale. I just type that in, and then it packs in all around it. It's unbelievable how much music he's influenced over the years, and how important he was to the musical landscape. You know, even if you don't like surf music, you've heard a lot of his stuff on movies, You've heard he's influenced a lot of bands, even by today's standards, like metal bands and some of that. They all know, they've all watched him play. It's kind of like Hendrix, where some of these good guys that have played guitar, they're so masterful at it. You know, any good guitarist will say, well, I don't like that kind of music, but I listen to him because, you know, I watch him play because it's amazing. So really sad stuff. Bad. It was kind of sad when he left. Just, you know, I know he was failing. His health was failing for quite some time. So I guess that's the inevitable conclusion for all of us. They say death and taxes cannot be escaped. But thanks. Hopefully he knows how much he influenced the world around him in a positive way. And that's kind of cool too, right? All right, let's go back to some more music. I don't know what I'm going to play yet. I got to find something. I'm going to go out on an exciting like note, somebody that really goes and gets it. I want to play The Bat, but I probably should find something different. All right, hang on. Here's some music.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Yeah. All that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a